Welcome. There we go. This world of high technology, when something first doesn't work, just wiggle the wire.
That's right. Fonz used to just punch the jukebox to make it work. You just wiggle your wire.
You know, Al from the restaurant, Al, it's his birthday.
I'm happy to see. Yeah, he's 95.
95.
Still hanging in there.
I wonder if he still eats a daily cheeseburger. All right, well, as long as we're talking about anniversaries, did you know that it was on this day in 2010, the longest match in tennis history took place at Wimbledon? John Isner took out Nicolas Mahut of France in 11 hours, 5 minutes.
I remember that, yeah.
Each player served over 100 aces in the match, and thanks to the rule that the winner of the last set must win by two games, the set ended with a score of 70 to 68.
Can you imagine their elbows and their arms after that?
Whoa. You know, people don't realize this, that tennis changed its rules dramatically to make itself more TV-friendly in the 70s. Mm-hmm. That it used to be that every set you had to win by two games. Normally, in men's tennis, seven games, first guy to seven wins, and then they'll play like a tiebreaker if you're tied 6-6. But you used to have to play sometimes 15, 20 games before somebody was up by two games.
Now, that's the way it is in beer pong, right, Tom? You have to win by two?
I'm not a beer pong expert, sorry.
We've got some additional information about Hope Solo and her drunken behavior.
And by the way, look how changing the rules for television work for tennis. Nobody follows the sport now.
Yeah,
it's as dead a sport as you can imagine.
Except the people that love tennis.
17-year-old nephew, who was on the business end of soccer star Hope Solo's drunken rage the other night, told his side of the story. It says he says it wasn't some crazy party at Hope's house after all. In fact, the kid says Hope showed up at his house. Yes, she was drunk, and she was also angry that she had missed a flight. She somehow got the idea that her nephew was talking smack about her, so she started cussing at him, using all kinds of lovely language that we'll skip over. At one point, the kid pointed at her and said, hey, shut up, be quiet. She kept coming at him. She finally left when he called the cops. She tried to get back in. He threatened her with a broom handle and at even one point had a handgun that doesn't work and tried to threaten to keep her out with that. And she just kept coming. All right, so there is. So she's a lovely young lady, very refined, very respectable. Quite a lovely example for the rest of the soccer people.
I've never heard of her until she appeared in the police blotter.
Oh, come on. She was the goaltender on the great women's team from a few years ago.
Isn't she the one that ran and took her shirt off?
No.
God,
no, you guys are just
that. Who cares?
Else. Come on.
Who cares about
not,
soccer? That's the point.
And she's not Wombat. We had someone else who was named Wombat on the team.
Exactly. All right, so
she's behaving like a Wombat.
She's not the only one, however, who is prone to bad behavior. Michelle Wee won the U.S. Open over the weekend.
Uh-huh. What did she do?
She started playing golf, started playing on the tour as like 14 or 15 years old. So she's been around for a while, and she's still probably in her 20s now.
There's now a video of her twerking up against a wall, along with pictures of her and her friends drinking beer out of the U.S. Open cup.
Cool. I like it.
The pictures,
oh, yeah.
The pictures got taken down, but enough people got to see him anyway. Okay, so let's test Tom's love of soccer.
No,
Tom apparently...
I don't know these announcers, but all right.
Tom's a big fan of soccer and apparently knows everything there is.
That is not true.
So here we go. We're going to play Name That Announcer. Guess the name of the announcer.
I don't know the names of the announcer. I'll have to guess the country.
Or the country all that right. they're from. We'll yeah. take either. All right? Right. Yeah. Contestant number one.
Mm-hmm.
Schieber! Reus in die Mitte! Wir machen rein! Tor für Borussia Dortmund! 3-2! Hier ist
Well, that gave it away right there. German.
Mm. Uh-huh. Very good. Yes, that is Norbert Dickel, yeah?
That's They're German. Very, very excited about their sport.
Oh,
no
yeah.
doubt about it.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Contestant number two.
Capricha Adriano, olha o bate! Gol!
It's marvelous.
Pode até empatar!
At that point, he ran out of breath and passed out and fell face first onto the deck.
I'll say Iran.
No, that
is... A Latin America, Mexico, Colombia, something like
that. Oh, you guys are very close. It's Galvão Bueno from Brazil. All right, here we go. Contestant number three.
His last name is Bueno.
Bueno. Si, bueno. Sim, if he's Brazilian.
Petit. Et but.
Troisième but.
But d'Emmanuel Petit, qui marque à la dernière minute du délire dans le stade.
That's China or Korea or something
is
like
it?
That.
Does that sound Asian?
Sure.
I don't know. No, it doesn't. I'm going to say that that is Italy.
No, that's the North Korean announcer, and he's saying goal, and now we won't feed our team to the dogs or something like that.
It's Thierry Roland from France. Sacre bleu. Immediately after he spoke, they surrendered and left the match
stop
entirely.
It.
All right, here we go. The next one, contestant number four.
That's got to be Italy. That's Italy.
A country that's so poor, they did not send their guys to Brazil. They're watching it on TV and calling it just like you and I are.
Yeah.
Reporting from his mother's basement, that's Tiziano Crudelli from Italy. All right, Tom, you're two for four.
Yeah.
Contestant number five. Is this getting annoying yet?
I have no idea what that is.
Victor Hugo Morales from Argentina.
Victor Hugo?
Victor Hugo Morales. I'm thinking some of these names may not be true. This may be my favorite. No, no, no. The last one is my favorite one. Okay, here's contestant number six. That's some beats to this one.
Portugal.
Close. Africa's Zaza Musondo. All right, now here is my favorite one of all of these.
Deep from the diaphragm. This is impressive.
Mexico.
Yes, that's Mexico's Enrique Bermudez. So there it is. Name that announcer.
Have you seen the Mexican coach at all?
He's
just slightly insane. If you get a chance to find a video of the Mexican coach, he has every facial expression you could ever imagine. And when they won the other day, one of the players came off and just tackled him. He's a former player, and apparently when he played, he got kicked out all the time. He's very animated.
Very animated.
Very animated.
Right, there it is.
This gives me an idea, Tom, because the next play-by-play that Tom will be doing is some Woodchucks game.
Mm. Thursday night.
Home run!
Maybe I'll do that in homage to the World Cup. Yeah.
That's not annoying at all. Not at all.
Games. Yeah, like beer pong. You guys play beer pong? No. Okay. No beer pong players in the room. That's fantastic. You guys know what beer pong is, right? Yes. Okay. Beer pong. Yeah, it's a fantastic game to play. I love it. And if you do play it, be careful, though, because I recently read on the internet that it's now the leading contributor to the spreading of mono. And I'm not surprised, because anytime I've ever seen a beer pong table set up, it's in the nastiest room I've ever been in. Yeah, there's like garbage piled up in the corners, and your feet kind of stick to the floor, and you're just tossing a ping pong ball around without a care in the world, trying to go in a cup, it never does, it just lands on the floor. What is that, a dirty diaper, a moldy enchilada? I don't know, you can't be too sure. You pick it up, and there's some straggly hair on it that doesn't match anybody who's in the room. You pull it off, though, and it's all okay. You know why? Because there's a little Dixie cup filled with water. Boop, boop, boop. All clean now. And then you just throw it into whatever people are drinking. Oh, dude, I'm getting so sloshed. Or I'm coming down with a fever. I don't know. It really is a nasty game if you think about it, though, because you're drinking out of the same cup after all these people. And I love the excuse when people are like, oh, the alcohol kills the germs. Maybe if you were down in like 200 proof moonshine, that might be the case. But I'm just going to venture out on a limb and guess the 6% alcohol in your natty light's not taking care of it like you're hoping.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.